This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 370 for Thursday, April 27th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ice futures canola market had its worst day in more than a year on Thursday while following the lead of vegetable oils. Chicago soil and European rapeseed both had major downturns, while Malaysian palm oil was also in the red. However, crude oil was struggling to find direction. Statistics Canada released its first survey-based seeding intentions report for 2023-24 on Wednesday, showing that it expects Canadian canola acres to total 21.6 million, a 0.9% increase from last year. The Canadian dollar was up more than one-tenth of a United States cent compared to Wednesday's close. The July canola contract was down $26.30 per ton at $708.60, while the November canola contract was down $19.90 per ton at $683.40. In the U.S., it was another day of broad selling on the Chicago Board of Trade. StatCan estimated corn acres to total 3.724 million for 2023-24, an increase of 100,000 from last year. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 400,000 tons of corn sold for export for the week ended April 20th, up 28% from the previous week. However, the USDA announced this morning the cancellation of a 233,000-ton sale of old crop corn to China. U.S. corn planting and growing conditions are wet and cool in parts of the U.S. Midwest, but other areas are expected to progress very soon. The July corn contract was down 20 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.82. StatCan anticipates soybean area to total 5.511 million acres this spring, a 300,000-acre increase. The USDA announced today that export sales for the week ended April 20th totaled 311,300 tons, well above last week's totals. More than 453,000 tons of soybeans were exported during the week, bringing the season's total to 46.72 million tons, on pace with last year. The USDA also reported more than 153,000 tons of soy meal sold for export this week, as well as 100 tons of soy oil. The July soybean contract was down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.04. StatCan projected acreage for all wheat at 26.98 million acres, an increase of 1.58 million from last year. Spring wheat acres are expected to total 19.39 million acres, the largest total since 2001. The USDA reported more than 155,000 tons of old crop wheat export sales, as well as 202,000 tons of new crop for the week ended April 20th. Rains in Kansas, Oklahoma, and parts of Texas are putting pressure on U.S. wheat prices. The USDA's ag attaché in Australia is estimating the country's 2023-24 wheat crop at 29 million tons, with exports dropping by 7 million tons to 23 million. The July Chicago wheat contract was down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.29. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 18 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.65. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 24 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.89. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, April 27th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.